Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, this is the Hollywood Life Podcast, and we are so excited because we've got some special guests here today from one of my very favorite shows in the entire world, Outlander, and it begins this coming Sunday, November 4th. Season 4 it premieres on Stars, and so we are sitting here with Brianna Randall Fraser. And that in real life is Sophie Skelton and Roger Wakefield, real life Richard Rankin. So welcome, Sophie and Richard.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Thank you. And of course, we're also here with Ali Stagnita, our on-air anchor and writer, and our silent producer, Nick.
Love it.
Guys, welcome. I'm a big fan of the show, and I like the show so much that I started to read the books, and I like them so much that I've been reading them and reading them and reading them, and I'm now like in the last book, and I now have to wait for Diana.
Millions of other.
Yes.
Yeah. All of the other women everywhere are just obsessed with this show.
Well, it's a really fascinating show, and the books. Now, how do I pronounce Diana's last name? I always pronounce it wrong. Can you pronounce it right? Gabaldon?
I'm not going to try and help you.
Gabaldon. I mean, she's such a prolific writer because there's 8 books so far, and she's not done. She's writing another.
The 9th is due out soon, though.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, such good news. Such good news. But so the show is a fascinating historical romantic drama, and I think that it's so successful for those of you who haven't watched it yet and are now got to be prepared to binge watch to catch up. You know, it's about relation personalities and romance, like a very very heated romance between two characters, Claire and Jamie, and Claire has actually time traveled from Scotland back 300 years where she meets Jamie, who's a Highlander. He's kind of like he is an aristocratic family. I mean, he's an upper class family. They have an estate, but they go through a lot of adventures, and there's always this push and pull about whether or not she'll go back to the 20th century. And she does, but before she leaves, she conceives a daughter, and that's you, Brianna.
That's me.
Sophie, 200-year-old baby.
That's you, Brianna. Sophie.
That's fine. I'll take either. Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it is a beautiful love story, but I think with you talking about the books, that's another sort of amazing thing to note, in that, you know, Diana geniusly got in so many sort of true historical events. And I think that's something that people love, because it gives that the mix of, you know, reality in there. And then you've got the time travel element, which is a bit of sci-fi. You've got that drama and that love story. There's so much action. Like, we do talk about, you know, it's such a big show in terms of women love it everywhere, all over the world. But actually, there's so many men who, when they watch it, absolutely love it. I think it's just that, you know, women are so passionate about it because it's a love story primarily. But actually, more and more now, we have so many male fans. So
my husband, you know, loves it.
Yeah. Like, it's really branching out, which I think is a great thing, because I think it does get, you know, sort of word that it's kind of a, you know, female led show, but actually there is so much action and there is just so much great stuff in there for guys too. So it's actually good that it's kind of branching out a lot more in that respect.
Yeah. And especially the historical aspect that you mentioned too. I always, you know, when you read the books and when you watch the show, you're kind of taken back into this time that not a lot of people know much about. I have done a lot of research on it, because as I was reading it and watching it, you know, it's just so interesting that you don't know these battles that happened in the Highlander, Culloden, and all of these things that, you know, are in this history that are kind of buried.
Like, one of the most brutal battles of all time.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Well, and yeah, it's so pivotal for the future of Scotland, because Scotland was trying to become independent, had been conquered by the British, and Culloden was about trying to the Scotsmen trying to free themselves from Britain. And so Claire, going back in time, knows all this. Why are you're making a face?
Well,
now
entirely what was going on at
Roger
Culloden. It wasn't the English or
it wasn't the Scots versus the English,
the Jacobites. The Jacobites.
The
Hanoverians.
Oh, I see.
The history of that battle is much more, it's not quite as simple as the Scots
with
versus
King James.
The English. In fact, on the Hanoverian side, there were just as many Scotsmen on the Hanoverian side.
Oh, really? Fighting for the English?
No.
For the Hanoverians?
Oh, for the British. Let's not get overly political about it, but I think you're just skewed in terms of how your collection of Culloden. No, it was the Hanoverians versus the Jacobite Rebellion, who were fighting for independence under the rule of Bonnie Prince Charlie. But we had, you could look at it also in terms of almost Lowlanders versus Highlanders. The Jacobites were predominantly in the Highlands, whereas on the Hanoverian side, we had a lot of people from the Central Belt and from Edinburgh and from Glasgow. I mean, there are many political aspects of it, but there were just as many Scots on each side.
So they liked being part of...
Well, we were British. Like, I mean, we don't want to delve too much into British history, right?
But it's just very interesting. And especially Diana created this world of, you know, this love story in the midst of this, you know, history. And it's really, really exciting. And it must be so exciting for you guys to be in it. And now, you know, we're entering season 4. But tell me a little bit about, you know, what it was like even just joining the show and getting to, you know, work with everyone the past season.
I've always found the show quite fascinating anyway. I found it quite fascinating mainly for the points that you've already kind of touched upon, is the fact that you do have all these...
Well, you're Scottish yourself.
I am Scottish, yeah. Well observed. I am Scottish. And clearly I have very, you know, some passion about my country and its history.
See.
I don't know if you picked up on that. but I think the fact that it does take a lot of historical fact, and it's so... It's very cleverly woven with historical fiction. So you've got that fact and fiction really quite nicely intertwined with each other, and you bring in the romantic elements, and then it moves on through various periods of history and takes you on quite a journey through each season, and the scene really changes in each book and in each season. That's one of the things that's always fascinated me about it, is just how diverse it is and just how much there is in it. And I think in season 4 in particular, it really opens up, and I think there's just really something in there for everyone, I think.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I mean, like, us coming in was, you know, difficult in a way, because it's this amazing show that's done so well and it's such a good tight-knit family, but everyone welcomed us with open arms. And actually, I think the great thing about Bree and Roger coming in now is that, you know, the show did, like Richard said, there's something in it for everyone anyway. But I think the great thing about Roger and Brianna's relationship is that it's a very different relationship to Jamie and Claire, and it's also a lot of a sort of younger blossoming relationship, and I think younger generations can relate to it too. And I think
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's a great thing about this season, because even though there is something in it for everyone, I think this will bring in a whole new sort of spectrum, because they're so relatable. I mean, they're just so real. Jamie and Claire are amazing, but they really are gods.
Roger and Bree are just a mess, basically.
Well, I think what you have is that the 20th century becomes much more part of the show and 20th century people, because the first few seasons was very much about a woman from the mid-20th century. Claire had been a nurse during the Second World War, being transported back into the 18th century and what that was like. Whereas when you have Brianna and Roger, I mean, they are 20th century modern young people. And so what's that experience like for them to make a decision to potentially try and go back, or living their life knowing that Brianna's mother is back in the 18th century. So it's that it's kind of this whole other element of like really modern people who we didn't in the last few seasons have modern people. It was like,
yeah, I think it's a great contrast because we
historical
were saying,
people.
We were saying this earlier, weren't we? And that, you know, the 60s and 70s is so vibrant. Mm-hmm. So you go from where Jamie and Claire are, which gets really dark at times, and then you get flashed to sort of Brianna and Roger, and it's very light and it's very fun and it's funny. And then I was about to spoiler then, but you know, the fact that you're going back and forth in terms of different time periods all the time just keeps it really fresh for everyone. So that was fun for us to play, wasn't it? Because it was quite
lighthearted and vibrant. It's also a fascinating thing anyway, that thing of people who are removed from their comfort zone or removed from what they're used to and transplanted into something unfamiliar, unexplored territory, or the unknown, just the unknown. Humans and humans faced with the unknown, immediately that's going to create conflict and drama. And with Roger, Brianna, just I think the situations that they find them in, that they put themselves in, I think just immediately create a good story.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, and you guys have such great chemistry too. I mean, I've seen you together before at another like Paley Fest thing, but and you guys just bounce off of each other. You make fun of each other.
We can't stand each other.
It's all fake.
I hate it. How did you guys become such great friends off the camera and kind of work on that relationship?
Great friends.
Hey, buddy. You know what? We actually, I think it was one of those things, you know, you asked what it was like coming into the show, and it's quite a unique situation in that, as I said, the show's already been established and it was huge, and we were kind of the little newbies, and it was nice that we came in together because it's somebody to kind of go through that journey with. And I think we just, hung out.
We talked a lot about it.
We actually went to Inverness to get, well, not together, you were already there, and I came and met you, and we went to the Battle of Culloden and did like little geeky research things.
We did a lot of research together. We explored a lot of that history, which was relevant to both Roger and to Brianna, the family history, how that was relevant to the story. But I think
I taught him about whiskey.
Did you meet in auditions or anything? Like,
we had a screen test together.
And did you feel instantly good together, or did it feel awkward together?
I'll be honest, he'd brought a big box of Ferrero Rocher, so he was already in my good box. I was like, this guy's right,
he's okay,
winner heart.
You know, I think we'd had quite a lot of discussion about our ideas of Roger and Brianna, where we wanted to take them, where we wanted them to go, and we were always kind of on the same page about that. Whenever we've discussed the kind of development of the characters or where their heads are at, we've always been very much on the same page, and we do discuss what we want to achieve within any given scene or part of the story, or the route that we want them to take before they, you know, kind of, there is a lot of push and pull with them, there's a lot of to and fro, but you know, we discuss very clearly how we want to get them there, and that's great. And you know, working with another actor who's very much on the same page as you, who you can collaborate with, that instantly is going to bring chemistry to it as well, because you're there and you have the same idea of these characters. And I think we just really hit the ground running in that respect.
And what did you want to see with the characters? Like when you say you talked about where you wanted to see the characters go or what they were like, what did you want to present?
Just bringing an honesty to these characters and showing, and you know, I suppose not celebrating the flaws in the character, but making them always more interesting. Yeah, making them real, and it's always more interesting if you can see
their faults.
Yeah, the truth of and that a lot of respects, that is why Roger and Brianna have so much kind of conflict with each other, is just that they have their own flaws, and it creates a lot of a passion between the two of them.
I think it's a lot as well. Brianna and Roger, we were saying this earlier, they're both very guarded characters. So, you know, they don't really say what they're thinking very much. And that's actually one of the downfalls of their relationship.
They bottle up, so, like, explode later.
Yeah, but then us being able to talk about that as actors and being on the same page is really important, because then at least we know, you know, in our heads what each character is thinking, because as I say, Brianna and Marjorie are not very good at communicating. But at least if we know, you know, if we're on the same page as to where we're playing it and, you know, the history of, okay, so where's their relationship up to at this point? Like we said, with season four, we pick up with them having what seems to be just a long distance phone relationship, but it's quite ambiguous
in terms of what that is. You've gone back to school in Boston.
Yeah. MIT, so, you know, right, it's good for us to get our heads together and say, okay, well, what's happened in this period of time? I mean, how often do they speak on the phone? Where are they at? Do they know how they feel about each other, or are they sort of talking as friends? Like, what?
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What is this kind of thing? So it's just important for us to, you know, trust that the other one has the same ideas as you do. Otherwise, it can get quite complicated if you're both trying to play a scene differently.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this part of the interview. We will be posting the other half on November 23rd.